Here's today's Wyoming News and Agriculture. On the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colton Young. For today's program, we'll get a legislative update from Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Karen Clark. We'll hear from Karen after a quick break.
Agriculture has been an integral part of every Wyoming community since statehood. Since 1920, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation has advocated for farmers and ranchers and the rural communities they call home. We are a grassroots membership organization that believes in protecting private property rights, upholding constitutional government, and advancing a free market economy. The Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation, strengthening Wyoming agriculture, enhancing Wyoming communities.
Cold weather can cost you calves and income. This calving season, protect your investment with calf warmers from Western Ranch Supply. We carry 110 volt and 220 volt options with heaters or box only styles to fit your operation. Our calf warmers provide a warm, comfortable environment right after birth, helping calves recover and thrive. Don't lose calves to the cold this season. Stop by Western Ranch Supply and get the calf warmer you need before the next storm hits.
This is Karen Clark with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation with your weekly legislative update as of Thursday, February 26th. The third week of the Wyoming legislature is about to wrap up. Tuesday, February 24th was the last day for third reading on bills in the House of Origin, and Monday will be the last day for bills to be reported out of committee in the second House. Here's a look at a couple bills the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation is working on as we represent our members at the legislature. Water is one of our state's most valuable resources and a priority issue for our organization. In regards to the Colorado River Compact, the stakes for water users in the Green River and Little Snake Basins are significant. The compact apportions consumptive use rather than dividing river flows, and with shortages in the Colorado River Basin, negotiations with the upper basin states and the lower basin states are ongoing. The Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation is supporting legislation which would establish a voluntary pilot conservation program that would work toward establishing a local Wyoming-driven tool to avoid any court battles that could decide Colorado River appropriations. This bill passed the House Agriculture Committee today. Legislation to create the Cowboy State Agricultural Trust Fund passed the House Agriculture Committee today. Earnings from the investments of the fund may be expended for purposes of supporting the productivity and profitability of Wyoming agriculture. This legislation was developed as part of the Agriculture Initiative Working Group. The working group identified areas to address to ensure the success of Wyoming agriculture, including the development of the Cowboy State Agricultural Trust Fund. Through working meetings and citizen input, a plan was developed with action items to explore, including but not limited to applied research to support agriculture, workforce development and trades training, expanding meat processing, supporting agriculture education in Wyoming schools, and evaluating value-added agriculture opportunities. The Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation legislative meeting was held last week. We appreciate those members who gave their time and energy to leave their farms and ranches for a couple of days and be a part of the legislative process. Wyoming Farm Bureau advocates daily on behalf of our members to implement their member-driven policy. Having our members at the Capitol provided the opportunity for great conversations with legislators and agency directors. Those conversations work to secure the values, lifestyle, and legacy of Wyoming agriculture. Next Friday, March 6th, will be the deadline for all Joint Conference Committee reports. The legislature is then scheduled to adjourn on Wednesday, March 11th. With a special legislative report for the Northern Ag Network, I'm Karen Clark with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation.